On Friday's episode of the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Just Big Flip Livingstone, it's another deep dive into our DFS and big time betting board. All solo, baby. Let's make this money.
You're Locked On Fantasy Hockey, your daily podcast on fantasy hockey. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hockey heads and degenerate gamblers, unite and stand up. It is your favorite and hottest podcast. It is the Locked On Fantasy Hockey Podcast with Big Flip Livingstone. That's right. I am doing another solo betting special episode. My boy Steel Roden and co-host of this show is still on the IR recovering. He'll be back next week, and you know you can catch us Monday to Friday everywhere you find your favorite and hottest content. And thank you so much for making us your first listen every single day. You know we appreciate that love. On today's show, guys, you know what you can expect. I'm going to be feeding you some DFS targets, some big time bets, my lock of the night, but I'm also going to be opening up the show with a little bit of postseason playoff heads up. Look, everybody, the postseason is looming. This is the time where the fantasy league pretenders separate themselves from the contenders and vice versa. We talked about that in the NHL, but we're also going to just give you guys the heads up. You can't make any critical errors right now. This is too important a time. Keep your eyes on the waiver wire. Keep your eyes on the injury news. There are some big-time players coming back from injury right now, and you do not want them sitting in the IR slot for a week or even one day. So that's Big Flip's tip off the top of the show before we get into DFS and before we get into bets, which you know I got. Make sure you don't slip right now. This is a point in time where you've probably put in a ton of hours over the season. Don't shoot yourself in the foot on the 1 or 2 yard line here. Make sure your lineups are proper. Make sure the guys that you have in there are playing. And always this time of year, make sure that the guys you have in there are healthy. This is the difference, people. Make sure you are getting that loot because, man, there is nothing worse than going all the way through the season having a great fantasy team and then messing something up by having a guy on the IR. Hey, I've been there. You learn the hard way. But that's why I'm here, baby. We miss Steele and he'll be back. But I got you, people. I got your back. So let's get right into it. DFS for Friday night. We have a 7-game betting board and DFS target board. Let's get right into it, guys. You know, I mentioned it Thursday night. I'm going to say it again tonight. I'm starting off with a game that I see being high scoring. I'm going to hear from my forward targets, the Ottawa Senators and Detroit Red Wings. Look, these two teams struggle on the defensive end. We know this. Take a look at their recent track record of games. They usually go over the number in a big way. The last time these two teams met, it featured a 7 goals total. That went over the number as well. And there is a lot of really good value on both of these teams because they don't stand out. Detroit, we know the struggles. Man, 11 goals hung on them by the Pittsburgh Penguins, 10 earlier this year by the Maple Leafs, 9 by the Arizona Coyotes. The Detroit Red Wings struggle to stop goals. The Ottawa Senators are struggling to stop goals right now. That means, hello, open up your eyes and let's have a look at both of those forward groups. The Senators' top line, you've heard it from me before. Drake Batherson is back. He might be a step behind still, but that step is closing quickly. He is a good player, and that top line is nasty. Drake Batherson, Josh Norris, Brady Tkachuk, those are 3 players you're going to want to take a look at. Detroit played better after the 11-spot game. They almost took one from the Rangers. I owe Steele a side 20 for a side bet on that one. That pick didn't pan out, but you can almost guarantee that this is going to be another high-scoring game. And I mentioned the Ottawa Senators, guys. You also can't go wrong having a look at some of the Red Wings' young players, Lucas Raymond, Dylan Larkin. There's definitely some options here, too. Tyler Bertuzzi. Look, this is going to be a high-scoring game at the end of it all. I'm going to talk about it again in a few minutes. Stay tuned for around the break while I will be getting into my big-time bets and, of course, lock of the night. I have 4 picks coming for you, so stay tuned for that. But you have to take a look at the forward group in these games. You might be paying a premium for guys like Tkachuk and Larkin, but there is definitely, that's worth the price of admission. I've said that before, and I will continue to say it again because it's true. Listen, that's one of the games I'm looking at for sure. Take a look at the forward groups on either team, up and down that lineup. There is value to be had there in what should be a crooked number total. So there's my first game that I'm looking at. My second game I'm looking at is the Tampa Bay Lightning at home to the Chicago Blackhawks. I talked about the Blackhawks' struggles this year. The goaltending is an issue. The blue line has been spotty. We know the off-ice issues. It just feels like this Blackhawks franchise is ready to turn the page and start fresh. Sure, there are some great pieces here, but the Tampa Bay Lightning are going for a three-peat. They are legit, playing great. Big win against the Carolina Hurricanes the other night. And I just like this spot for Tampa at home. And I like this spot for their D-men to get a lot of shots on net against a Chicago team that allows a lot of shots against. If you haven't blown your budget on some of the top guys in that Detroit-Ottawa game, you have to look at guys like Victor Hedman and Mikhail Sergachev. I think that this could be one of those games that Tampa just absolutely dominates. But even if they don't, even if Chicago gets theirs, which, hey, DeBrincat, Kane, there's still some pieces there that can put the puck in the back of the net, no doubt. So do I think they just roll over in this one? No. But I think that the Tampa Bay D-men get theirs. They get theirs in a big way, potentially. And I just like everything that Tampa has going on right now. They always do this. They make their ads at the deadline. You know, they add in Hagel and they add a couple of the under-the-radar moves that maybe you weren't expecting them to make to really bolster that offense. And they did it again. And I think you can really watch the Tampa Bay Lightning go. But they also have a great blue line. And that's where I'm looking for a couple of blue line DFS targets. Chicago Blackhawks at Tampa Bay Lightning. That is a good spot for their blue line. And I'll round it out with some goalie targets for you guys for my DFS for Friday. Look, it all depends on your budget. It all depends on how you're feeling your budget is going to break down. But if you have some loot left, obviously New York Rangers, Vezina Trophy favorite, Igor Shesterkin, at home, going up against the goal-strapped New York Islanders. We know they don't score a ton of goals. This should be a really great spot for Shesterkin to have a good game. Rangers need these 2 points. I talk about that all the time, and you'll continue to hear it from me because these teams are going to be having that killer instinct and that edge over the teams that don't even have anything to play for, especially with a guy like Shesterkin at home. If you have some money left, you absolutely need to be looking at this guy who has been lights out this season for the New York Rangers. We know he's right there in the mix for the Vezina. If not, he should already be the favorite. He is the betting favorite and for good reason. So take a look at him. And one more option, a cheaper option, because although a guy in UC Saros' record 4-1-0 over his last five is good, I believe he's let in three or more in all five of those games. So you might be able to get Saros at cheaps going up against the Buffalo Sabres. The Nashville Predators are a good team, and UC Saros, despite swimming a little bit in there lately and allowing three or more goals in the last five games, I think that this is a great spot for Saros and definitely one that you can find him for cheap, find him for a good price, and that is a good goalie and a really good opportunity. I'm going to stop saying good, but the one thing that I do need to tell you about that is tasty and good, it's HelloFresh. They deliver pre-portioned ingredients right to your door. That includes farm fresh produce that arrives within a week. You get the convenience without skimping on the quality. Skip the trip to the grocery store, save you the long waits in lines, and make sure you don't waste money on excess food. Customize your favorite dishes with their new Hello Custom offerings by swapping out one protein or a side for another, or upgrade for a more luxurious experience, or even add a protein to a veggie meal. It's all delicious. That means more choices, more variety, and more meals tailored just for you. Go to HelloFresh.com/LockedOn16 and use the code LockedOn16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh. It's America's number one meal kit. Guys, I also have to tell you all about Built Bars. They are covered in 100% real chocolate. That is 100% real chocolate. They are low calorie, high protein. You need to replace your candy bars with these. They are just better. Beach season is coming up and it's time to get healthy. Most Built Bars contain 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, and only 4 net carbs. Compare that to the Doo Doo candy bar. Come on, let's not go there. 240 calories in the candy bar, 30 grams of sugar. Ain't nobody got time for that. You know Built's legit. You know they're coming out with fresh, delicious flavors all the time. Mint brownie, coconut, coconut almond, and they're limited time. So make sure you get out there and you grab yourself some Built bars. At Built, they're all about the taste. They make it taste delicious first and figure out how to make it healthy next. Go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCK15 and get 15% off. Thank you guys so much for making us your first listen every single day. You know we appreciate it. I'm stepping in again for Steel on another solo episode. I hope you guys are feeling it. I'm doing my best to step in for the DFS guru, Mr. Steel Roden. Thank you for riding with us as always. And you know where to find us across all platforms. You find your favorite content. So thank you very, very much. Make sure you're out there smashing that subscribe button. Do not miss a single bet, pick, or breakdown. Guys, let's get right into it. This is what we do. It's the Big Time Bets segment. I have 4 picks for you guys tonight. This week's been another rough one, a little up and down, but we're going to finish strong here Friday and tee it up for what should be an exciting finish to this regular season. I'm excited for the playoffs, everybody. You know I'm fired up. But let's start Friday night, 7-game board. Ottawa Senators, Detroit Red Wings. I'm going right back to this one. This game screams high scoring. You know I mentioned the DFS targets. Both teams are struggling mightily to play any semblance of good defense. Until I see something from either of those goalies in there, Nedeljkovic has not been good. A lot of expectations on this kid to be Detroit's goalie. I still think they're going to give him a shot. The book is out there. Anton Forsberg, as much as I love me some Anton Forsberg, they have been letting him hung out to dry in Ottawa. Thomas Chabot's injury clearly affected them over the past couple of weeks. So I think this is a no-brainer, guys. These two teams are involved in a ton of high-scoring games, and the Detroit Red Wings own the dubious distinction of having the most allowed overall goals against this year and the most allowed goals against per game. 3.82 goals against per game is just a crooked number to be letting in every single night. No wonder they've also allowed the most against overall. The previous meeting between these two teams went over the number, and I'm keeping this one real simple, guys. Ottawa Senators at Detroit Red Wings, over 6. This could easily be higher. Minus 120 is a great odd, and I think until I see something out of either of these teams, I'm continuing to bet the over and bet the over in a big way. So let's get that. That's my first pick of the night. High-scoring game in this Red Wings Senators game, which is why I also like it for the forward groups and the DFS. Let's pair those two together. Let's make a little bit of loot. Now, moving on to my second and third picks, everybody, for Friday night. And then I will feed you with my lock of the night, which I am loving for tonight. So please stay tuned and listen up for that. You know you can also find our picks nightly on Twitter. We post them out. We share them out every single night. Make sure you're following along on Twitter and don't miss any of the latest there. Now, shameless self-plugs out of the way, guys. Chicago at Tampa Bay is what I'm going to be talking about next. But let's look at the Vegas Golden Knights at Seattle Kraken. Look, after struggling for what seemed to be most of the second half, these Golden Knights are starting to play a little bit better. You know, 4 wins in a row, I believe. Could be 3, but I think they're up to 4 wins in a row. They've dealt with a ton of injuries and are continuing to deal with injuries. But they are still in the playoff mix. I believe they're holding down the second and final wild card spot as it stands right now. They're playing the Kraken again on the second night of a back-to-back. A second night of the back-to-back. They are now playing the Kraken again. Look, this is a great spot for the Vegas Golden Knights. They shut out the Kraken. That loss for Seattle officially eliminated them from the playoffs. And while we know Seattle was probably not making any noise and their season was already over, that fact of knowing that it's officially over is never an easy one to deal with. Robin Leonard is nearing return. Logan Thompson has been playing solid in relief of Robin Leonard. And I think that this is just a jazzed up Vegas team who are playing well for the first time in seemingly months. And whoever's in the net, I like what's been going on. Logan Thompson in relief of Robin Leonard again, and Laurent Boisson, who was obviously not good enough. So the third stringer in Thompson has taken over. 6-4 over his last 10 in relief of Leonard. 921 save percentage. That's solid. And another big reason for why that they have turned it around in the past week or so is Jonathan Marchessault, a forward who gets absolutely not nearly enough love. And he's having a nice little hot streak, 3-game hot streak, 7 points, forming some nice chemistry on the second line with Michael Amadio and William Carlson. And I think, again, good spot for the Knights, good spot for Marchessault. The Knights are very much in the mix for a playoff spot, and the Seattle Kraken are now done. Let's get this loot. Marchessault, anytime point, and the Knights on the money line, minus 145. I'm taking those together. I like both. Knights are finally starting to play some good hockey. A big reason, like I mentioned, getting some solid goaltending from an unlikely source. But hey, does it really matter? No, it doesn't. Those are my second and third picks of the night, you guys. And just right before I get to my lock of the night, I just need to tell you quickly about Bet Online. After months of playing, college hoops is down to the top teams in the Final Four, which will determine the national champion over the next coming week. BetOnline.net is your number one source for all your sports betting needs and all the info. For the latest odds, contests, and player props, you name it, they got it. BetOnline remains the best spot for all your latest sports developments, including podcasts and reviews of all the leagues this season. It's not just hoops either, people. BetOnline has your continued source for all your sports wagering and information needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and all the action. BetOnline, it's where the game starts. Thank you guys so much for making us your first listen every single day. I say it a lot, and it's true. I really appreciate all the love and support that you guys show us on the regular. Continue to hit us up in the DMs. Continue to ask us those questions. I hope we've been helpful, giving you a little bit of insight into who you should drop, who you should keep, the trades you should make. We appreciate that you're coming to Steele and I for that information, and I hope it's been helpful. So please make sure the DMs are open. Hit us up on Twitter. Let us know what you need. We're here. We got your back. Speaking of which, let's finish off this show with a bow, with a lock pick. My lock of the night, guys, you know, I'll be honest, struggling a little bit with the locks. I was rolling. I had almost a week and a half straight of hitting locks. Now I'm on a cold streak. I'm going back to basics. I'm going to a player in Steven Stamkos, who I think we haven't talked enough about on this show. The Tampa Bay Lightning are going for a three-peat, people. A three-peat. That's no joke. This is the NHL. This is the Stanley Cup playoffs. That is a battle to get even to the Cup final. This team deserves a lot of credit, and it's time to start talking dynasty if they put up another Cup. And Steven Stamkos is a big reason why. I was getting my numbers confused on the Knights cracking on the back-to-back. They weren't playing back-to-back nights, but they were playing each other in back-to-back games. So there's the clarification on that. Thanks for staying with me. I need a water. But let's finish this off. Steven Stamkos is sensational and having another great season. 30 goals, 43 assists, 8 game-winning goals. He plays an awesome two-way game, and he is the leader in that dressing room in Tampa Bay, and a big reason why they're continually at the top of the league, at the top of the Atlantic Division. He's been great over his last 7 games, 3 goals and 7 assists over that 7-game stretch. And in his regular season career against the Blackhawks, and you know I love me some of these trends and track records, he has put up 15 goals and 14 assists in 24 games. This is a tough spot for the Chicago Blackhawks. On a back-to-back, away situation. They played Florida the other night. Now you have to play Tampa. That's a tough South Florida stretch for any team, let alone one that just lost its starting goalie at the deadline in Marc-Andre Fleury, one that's struggling to find any kind of consistency. I love this spot for Steven Stamkos. I love this spot for the Tampa Bay Lightning. Give me a Steven Stamkos anytime assist for my lock of the night, guys. And I will quickly recap my picks. I have four of them. Ottawa Senators at Detroit Red Wings over the total of six for a minus 120 odd. And then I'm going for the Vegas Golden Knights double dip. Knights on the money line, minus 145. And I'll also take a Jonathan Marchessault, who has been red hot, anytime assist. Those are my first three picks. And let's put a bow on it with my lock of the night. Steven Stammer Stamkos, anytime assist at home against the Chicago Blackhawks. It's just too good to be true. And I'm going to hammer it until I'm wrong. And lately, that's been the case. But I'm bouncing back in a big way, people. Thank you guys for riding with me for another solo episode with your boy, Big Flip Livingstone. My co-host and esteemed DFS guru, Steel Roden, will be back on Monday, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for making us your first listen every single day. Good luck with your bets. And I will see you back here on Monday.